You are listening to the podcast, episode 206.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Sandish said in the chat room, is this a dance song? I think you could be right. That was We Are FM with their track Dance. For 2 years, the men from We Are FM spared no effort for a well-produced, innovative, rocking album with only one goal in mind. The music should be free for everyone, legally downloaded. In an era where physical CDs are suffering in favour of digital downloads, this is where it seemed appropriate for the band to go. Each week, from the 1st of October 2011, a brand new track was released on their website. Once the entire album was available online, the physical CD was then released in stores, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. Sorry, Carolyn wanted a bottle. And above all, the whole album remains free for anybody to download from their website at wearefm.nl and, of course, Jamendo, where I obtained this track. So awesome stuff. Good start to the show. Welcome, everybody. This is the Bugcast episode 206 from wherever and however you are listening. Thank you very much indeed for listening, for joining us. Even, yes, alcohol is in the house, so this could be a very interesting...
I've only had about six sips and you've already got me.
Because you're drinking through a straw, my darling. You shouldn't drink beer through a straw, honestly. Whiskey, yes. Beer, no. Yes, and a special welcome to the guys from Butterflies Radio who are joining us this week. Now, we had a couple of weeks without them due to time zone differences, but I think we're now kind of back up to speed again, so it's good to have you guys along.
I'll stop distracting you now.
Yeah, please. on this week's show, we have got eight fantastic pieces of music. And to be honest, I think we've really only got one thing to talk about. We're going to do something slightly different, and we're going to play two tracks from the same artist. But there is a very good reason for it, and we will go into more detail after the next pair of songs.
Yes.
So with that in mind, we shall have our next track.
Yes, we have played them before, twice now, so this will be the third times. Excuse me. This is Obsidian Shell with The Last 24 Hours.
We'll be right back. is Misha Kevi, agus Hau Geishkoch, Gu the Bugcast, Le Dave agus Caroline Lee.
Dave was adding his own soundtrack to that song.
Yeah, thanks for the...
He could have been anything.
The unnecessary
dig yourself
detail
in a hole.
I was doing this.
Just reverberated a bit more than that. Anyway, Obsidian Shell, the last 24 hours.
Remind me not to let you drink on the show again.
We have played them before. This was from their new album, Renaissance, which was released in January this year. And from one of the comments, I pick up that it's maybe a different female vocalist from the previous album that we picked them up from. And they're from Nagyakata in Hungary.
Well, Chocolon might be able to give us the correct pronunciation of that.
Spelt Nagykata, but the A's got a little hat on it. And you can find out more by checking out obsidianshell.com, and it was sourced from Jamendo.
And after that... Notice we've kind of switched the direction of the songs this week. After that, you heard Jordan Rain with her track Factory Nation. Now, Jordan is actually from the UK. Well, no, she's not. She's from New Zealand, but she's currently resident in the UK. And we had the immense pleasure of actually meeting her at the summer 2011 pod crawl in London. She came along and joined us and had drinks with us and got fairly rat-assed, which I think is rather good. You can find out more information about her at jordanrain.com. Now, the reason we have... No, let's start again. We had an email from one of our fellow podcasters with a bit of information about Jordan Rain. I'm just going to read you a little bit from the email that that was sent. She recently completed a series of dates around the UK in which her music has been going down very well, including a gig at the Stables in Milton Keynes, which is the arts venue which was established by John Dankworth and Cleo Lane to showcase really interesting music from talented artists. The audience reaction was great, with multiple encores. However, soon after one of the gigs that she was performing, she became the victim of a serious vandalism, and all of her equipment and CDs were destroyed. Now, of course, she has no insurance. When you've got a balance between buying insurance and putting food on your table, particularly as an independent artist, it's kind of food every time. Now, she does have a loyal following in Second Life, where she's been performing regularly for quite some time, and friends there have set up a benefit show for Jordan Rain on Saturday. Now, I'm not sure which Saturday this is, whether it's this Saturday or last Saturday, thinking about it.
I think it was
It was last Saturday. Now, we want to make it clear that Jordan isn't looking for charity handouts, but she wants to try and find her way out of the predicament she's in by working through it. She's asked if we, the podcasting community, can help. Now, she hasn't got any CDs left, but her online sales are totally unaffected. So over the next few weeks, you really could do with a boost in sales. So it would be fantastic if you guys could go and buy a copy of her album, Children of a Factory Nation. If you haven't heard, well, you've heard a couple of tracks from it already. This, the one that we just played, we played Johnny and the Sea a few months ago, and we'd be playing another one of her tracks very shortly. If you can help in any way, shape or form, go and buy some of her music. The address is jordanrain.com. Links will be in the show notes as always. All right. Very much appreciate any support that we can give her.
Yes, definitely. And we will play another one of her songs in a moment. Are we doing that now?
I think we can do that now.
Yes. This is Jordan Rain with A Woman Scorned.
Turned to serpents and foam. When his ghost came to me, it was covered in weed, and the fishes that chewed him to bone. Judy weighs 50 times more. So wait for me, love. Sage a ruined face form like I'd pine for a man who has failed me. Still I find myself wound in your sea fearless clothes and breathing the scent of your whiskey. Oh, widow, am I all tied up in death, and I can't live on sorrow or pity. May your name die away with your daughters in tow, who I know won't survive here without me. Ooh. I want lovers there are who I can't see love, cause your name calls me out to the waves. I will follow you, love, in this winter so cold, cause it's death and forgetting who saves. Don't weep for me, love, says your ruined face, form like I'd pine for a man who has failed me. I find myself wound in your sea, fear is close, and breathing the scent of your whiskey. So give me a hand as the sea gives you breath, and you rise back up out of the salty. Oh, you stink like the dead, but it's what we both are, and the least you can do is come with me.
I say, Grumbler, how the hell are you?
What ho, Codger. I'm a little depressed, to be perfectly frank with you.
Why is that a thing?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we've associated with this great country of ours that really aren't British anymore.
Not British?
Not British anymore.
Oh, dear. What, things like the British Airports Authority?
Spanish, my friend.
Spanish? What about football clubs? What about Chelsea, for example?
Yeah, I'm afraid Chelsea are owned by the Russians.
The Russians?
The Russians, yes.
Oh, dearie me.
Not the same ones that you met at Cambridge, I might point out, but no. The Russians nonetheless.
Ah, well, let's not talk about that, shall we?
No.
What about, Oh, royal family. That's British, damn it.
No. In actual fact, the royal family are German.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
Hushed it up about 50 years ago, but it's still true.
Hmm. I think I might have heard that.
Yes. Mm.
Music. British music. That's got to be British.
Do you know? I believe you're right. A bit of pomp and circumstance and
absolutely.
All that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. But, pray tell, where would I go to find British music?
Well, I would get my pomp and circumstance from Made in the UK show.
Do you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
I do indeed.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
It is most definitely the top of the cream.
The top of the cream.
Absolutely.
The stuff that floats to the top.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Marvellous.
Stuff.
Shall we go there now?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. And let's not buy anything off any Russians in public toilets on the way.
No, no. So, Made in the UK show.
.co.uk. Marvellous.
Uncertain, can't make up my mind. Something's wrong here, like I'm broken inside. And it swallows me, and it spits me out, and it sets me free. And I look in the mirror and shout, please help me see. The man I'm supposed to be. Fly by and the seasons turn. Time is healing, we all live and learn. And it swallows me, and it spits me out, and it sets me free. And I look in the mirror and shout, please help me see.
since I've gotten down on my knees. I've listened to experts with higher degrees. I've listened to everyone else but my heart. And it's not too late to start. Now I'm gonna be fine. I found my bearings and I've set my course. It may rain now, but it never pours. And it swallows me and it spits me out. And it sets me free. And I look in the mirror and shout. And I'm supposed to be the man I'm supposed to be. The man I'm supposed to be.
That was Lee Joe Harmison with The Man I'm Supposed to Be. Now, when we played Lee Joe Harmison and Essence on episode 200, with his track Complicated Man, which was chosen by Bearded Ian, who's in the chat room at the moment. Lee Joe promised us that he would send us some more material from his current project, and that's where this track has been taken. The horn tracks, Lee Joe tells us, were by guest musicians Tim and Heather King, who are a husband and wife team who reside in LaPelle, Indiana. Tim has also done some of the mastering on Lee Joe's last two CDs. So obviously, if there is more stuff coming through from the project, we will bring it to you. If you want to find out more about Lee Joe, you can find him at leejomusic.com. That's L-E-J-O music.com. Oh, and there is no before that, is there? Because we did that already.
Yes.
So, brilliant. So, shall we take this opportunity to say hello to who is in the chat room at the moment? And then you can do your bits.
Yes.
Your
bits. My bits. Hey.
Oh, Caroline's bits.
Level of... Yeah, Lainey wanted something more bouncy. Yes, you, me, Arkenna, Bearded Ian, twice, Bodie, Chalcahom, K5 Tux, Kevy, Lainey, Moggers87, Osama, Phil from work, Popey, P-Squid, Sander, Steve B and Yannick.
And of course, everybody who's listening live on Butterflies Radio.
Yes.
So, yeah, thanks ever so much for coming along and... I may not say this, but I do appreciate the honesty on which you guys in the chat room are critiquing the tracks that we play, or in some cases, criticising the tracks that we play. But as you quite rightly said...
You win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some.
This would be a very boring show if everybody liked every song and didn't think of anything to say.
Absolutely.
Everyone has different styles and different, yep. different things they like and not like.
Mm, I mean, I chose that track... I liked it. So, tough, basically. My track, my choice, deal with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, the only I've only got two little tiddly talk bits.
Two little bits.
And yes, I have had half a pint of beer, so excuse me if I do go funny.
Three quarters of a pint of beer with a straw.
No, I stopped using the straw about a quarter.
You started it with the straw. That's going to be bad enough.
Our youngest daughter, Carol, who's four, has had her first proper haircut.
Wonder if you hear this. Oh. Try again.
Yeah. She's... Amy will let you brush her hair for hours and hours and hours. Cara screams and runs away if you try and brush her hair. So we decided to go for a short bob. And it actually suits her. But it's going to take a while to get used to, but it makes her look cheekier.
Shouldn't you call people like that vertically challenged?
But she was funny when she went to bed because she looked in the mirror and she was looking and she went, I don't look like me. So I just stuck my tongue out at me and ran away.
I don't look like me.
Yeah. So yes, we shall see how long that lasts because she doesn't have to have a ponytail anymore and it should hopefully thicken her hair up a bit.
What is a Harry cut?
A Harry cut?
Hmm. Is that like Harry Carey?
I don't know. At least there's not a bowl cut like some parents used to do. Stick a bowl on the head and go... Did you have one of those?
For the tape, I'm holding my hand up. Yes, I had a bowl cut back in the day. I mean, bearing in mind, I went to school in the mid-70s, so, you know, Beatles were still very much in the forefront of people's minds. And having a bowl cut by having a Tupperware basin stuck on your head and then scissors trailing the lip. It was the thing to do. It was the done thing.
I'll ask your mum for some photos later.
Yeah, you can try.
The only other thing I wanted to mention is me and a friend go to the cinema every other week. And for the first time in ages, we said, yeah, let's go on Monday. What should we see? Oh, that looks rubbish. I'm not sure about that one. Maybe that one. So we've ended up choosing not what we think will be good, but what we think will be the less rubbish of the ones that are on offer. It just brought me on to... There's an article in one of the papers saying, do trailers give away too much of films? Trailers are supposed to be hints and get you interested, but sometimes trailers are guilty of giving the plot away. Mm. An example, it came out a few years ago, but Castaway with Tom Hanks. In the trailer, it shows you him being rescued. So you watch the film knowing that whatever he goes through, it doesn't matter because at some point he will get rescued.
I'm not convinced I've seen Castaway.
I haven't, but that was a big thing.
We know what happens.
But there was a trailer for a film called Cabin in the Woods, which both of us looked at each other and went, no. And from the trailer, I thought I understood that film. And I've since gone away and looked at all the info about it. And I don't think I'd like it. But for what you think is there, it's completely different. And I think that is a good example of a trailer being used right. Mm. The trailer gave away what people thought was too much. But it was all in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Not meaning to bring in the wrong direction.
Let's not talk about One Direction.
Wrong direction. Oh, wrong turn, wasn't it? Sorry. That was
Yeah, that was the that was supposed to be the Bad new Wyoming. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we walked out of that one.
But it's just interesting how different films use different trailers. And how much information they give away. And it's also interesting how sometimes the cinema can have too much choice and then other times not enough choice. And for information, we're going to go see Battleship. Even though we both think it's going to be
I've heard really bad reviews about that.
I've heard middling. It was a 7.7 on Thursday when I checked it for this, and it's now 4.8. So it's going down steadily.
Yes, not good.
But I think Battleship isn't trying to be anything other than what it is.
Mm.
It's not trying to be anything clever. It's just trying to be a game based on people versus aliens, lots of battles, boom, pow, chicka. So, yes.
I just want to mention in passing that the last episode of Linux Outlaws, not the one that they were recording at the same time as we are, was called Spoiler Alert. And the reason being is that Fab got some complaints that he gave away the ending of a game that was
out. Oh, I just lost the game.
Oh, thank you. And thinking of films that are out at the moment and not obviously wanting to spoil the ending too much, if you haven't seen Titanic already, the James Cameron one, the boat sinks.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And if you haven't seen the sequel, Titanic 2, the bloke manages to swim from nearly the bottom of the ocean all the way through the ship up to the top and be alive.
Mm. Yeah. But even in Titanic 2, the boat sinks.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Oh, dear. Right.
But yes, that was the only talky bits I wanted to say.
I think that's probably good then. Okay, let's have some more music.
Right, well, this is...
This might be a short show, actually.
Lay Low with The Backbone.
I smiled before closed my eyes to hide the shame beneath. Creeping shadows and memories are there to help me forget.
On your keyboard since 2008.
London Bridge was awash with girls and low-cut tops. A scaffold frame stained the night sky beside some pools. Case in the sea, Cupid lovers kissed each other on the burning trees of a side street crowd. Across town, Samson's bringing the house crashing. Across town, Samson's bringing
was Stone Pony with their new single, actually, Across Town. This has been taken from their brand new album, Rabble Rock Radio, which is being officially launched at the Bread and Roses in Clapham in London tomorrow, which might be today by the time you read this. Saturday the 14th of April, that album is getting released. So if you want to find out more, head along to the band's Facebook page, which is Stone Pony Band page. Thank you very much indeed to Justin Wayne, manager and net label and all-round corking bloke, for sending us that track.
Although if he does listen to this, he owes me a move on draw something.
Okay. Otherwise, Justin, you might lose the game.
Oh. Yeah, so before that it was Laylo.
Get on with your two bits.
Laylo with the backbone from Reykjavik in Iceland. Probably the only Icelandic name I can pronounce.
Or Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, yes.
Or Laylo.
Well, she was actually born in London to a Sri Lankan father and an Icelandic mother. But she has very much a wide-reaching remit as far as her music's concerned.
Sorry, have you said her name?
No, not yet.
Are you going to?
Laylo is the alter ego of Icelandic singer-songwriter Lovisa Elsabet Signungardóttir. The name will be in the
Lovisa, show. We do apologise.
If you've listened to this and I've pronounced that really badly, just let us know how to pronounce it, because there's a long thing with this show that Dave gives me tracks with the long names that I can't say because he knows I will struggle. And
you
he
have
likes
to... no defence because you found this track yourself.
Yes.
No defence whatsoever.
I found the track, liked it before I looked at her name, but I decided I couldn't let the name and my inability to pronounce it not play the track. Anyway, she started out as a pianist and bass player. She jammed on keyboards and synthesised with Benny Crespo's band and found her voice in blues folk and a little honky-tonk bop, collaborating with producers such as Liam Watson. Her new material is taken on a new trip-hop twist. And somebody in the show when we did it said she sounded... Oh, I should not drink beer during the show. Somebody in the chat room said that it reminded them of Portishead.
You've not finished that glass yet.
Shut up. I'm sure you're topping it up. Someone said that she sounded a bit like Portishead, and
yes,
that was one of the things in the thing that she sounded like Portishead.
Things in the thing. Yeah, she did sound like Beth Gibbons, quite amazingly so, and the style was very much what you would hear from Portishead.
Yes. But anyway, her musical journey can still be felt at its roots, and she's producing a honed yet experimental sound that is all of her own. You can check out more by looking at laylo.is, and that was sourced from Aerial Publicity, or Cyber PR.
Yeah, and thank you to John from Cyber PR for dropping us a note earlier in the week to say, oi, you've not played anything from us recently. So we made the decision that we were going to. Now, we have had a number of comments on the website recently, which is really good because usually we get none. Tom from Music Manumit and Lorenzo's Music commented on last week's episode, in fact, episode 205, wanting to say that he remembers those Pac-Man cards that we were talking about, the scratchy off thingies. What else? John from Necessary Road, who we played on 203, played their track Rock and a Hard Place. He says he enjoyed the podcast. There was quite a bit of excellent music. I bookmarked you and I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more good music. Wonderful. Thank you for that, John. And also, we had a comment from Simo from Sunset Boulevard, who we played on episode 204. He said, thanks for playing our music in your show. I liked your comment on it too. We are shameless when it comes to 80s hooks and sounds. Music that makes mullets grow. Which I think is a brilliant saying. You should put that on your website, Simo, as kind of your tagline. Music that makes mullets grow. Brilliant stuff.
Speaking of collecting cards, and I'm sure I did one in the 80s, and all I can remember about it was a lot of them were gross, so So I think it may have been Cabbage Patch doll style thing.
Okay.
But you had, I remember one where it was like somebody's face and it was like snot coming out of its nose and all that kind of thing.
Nice.
Thank God for that.
Sandish in the chat room has said something quite interesting. Musical is drunk.
I'm not. I'm just really, I have a low tolerance.
On saying the word tolerance?
I was going to say toleration. Gooey Louie. What was Gooey Louie? Was that one of the Cabbage Patch dolls? Gooey Louie sounds familiar.
I have no idea.
I've got to check.
Yes, people are asking in the chat room where John the Nice Guy is. We've not seen him for a couple of weeks. Last week he was nursing some kind of illness. This week he's having a go trying to sort out CC Hits. They had a data center failure earlier in the week, which is really quite disappointing. So he apologises for not being here, but he's kind of busy trying to get CC Hits back up and running. So hopefully that'll be back up and running in the next day or so.
I found it was the Cabbage Patch Kids. They were trading stickers, and it's called the Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids, yes.
That was it. Because it wasn't just, there was all sorts of different ones, really
those.
Quite gross ones. Garbage Pail Kids. I can now rest happy that I know what they were.
Good. I'm glad you can rest happy.
Yes. Shall I pronounce my next song? Pronounce? Intro my next song beforehand. Have you still got to do your blurb?
I've still got blurb to do, yeah.
Oh, do your blurb then.
Yeah, do the blurb. Next week, the Bugcast episode 207 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 20th of April at 9:30 PM UK time. If you want to contact the show, you can drop us an email at feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also head along to the website where you can find full details of our social networking presence. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Identica, and MySpace, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, and probably some other ones as well. Also, by going to the website and looking up this episode, which is episode 206. Did I say next week was 206 or 207?
Tonight is 206.
No. Did I say next week was 207? I can't remember. Anyway, look up the episode, the show notes for this episode, which is 206, and you'll see all the links to the artists we have featured and also the sources from which we obtain their music. I would also ask you, if you are listening live, over the next couple of days, please do go and visit the website and click on the CC Hits voting links, which you would normally have done during the show, but because of the problems that CC Hits is experiencing, we've not been able to post those in yet. I think that probably might do it. So, yes, it is final song time, and it's yours.
Yes, you say after I drank the rest of that beer. Okay, we're gonna...
Our next track is by a group called Green Tea, and the track name is...
Shut up! Right. The last track is by Green Tea with a track called Indigenous.
Well done.
Sourced from Aero Publicity Stroke Cyber PR from Stevens Point in Wisconsin?
Yes, Wisconsin, yes.
From their blurb, to share the unified soul that is music through ever-exciting songs and stories that drive bodies to move, inspire even the conscious observer, enchant the most intellectual spirit and void the close-minded apparatus. It is the mission that renders the indie roots rock sound that Green Tea personifies.
Can I just stop you for a second? It's just a bit of a friendly advice that if you are going to be doing the closing track and you are going to be consuming alcohol, maybe you should stop using words that have more than two syllables.
That's their words, not mine.
I know.
Anyway... They are sometimes portrayed as tasting like string cheese for Chili Pepper fans.
Ew.
Which, that's their words I did. Anyway, greenteaworldmusic.com is their website. And next week I won't be drinking.
You have said that before. Oh, I think we've lost her. There'll be a hiccup in a minute, I bet you. Oh, dear.
Anyway, it is a stalking track. Enjoy it, and I'm going to go to bed.
And we'll see you next week. See ya.
Bye.
Away our whiskey and the ancient days. They took away our charms, they took away our beer, they took away our lovers, and they gave us here. They said we were not real, they said we couldn't feel. They said we were not human, that we'd only steal. They said that we would lie, they said we had to die. They said that we were on the dirt, and they the gleaming sky. And I dream that the drums ring out through all the hills, and I dream that the whistle speaks for the cool running rills, and I dream that the rocks reclaim the ancient songs, and I dream and that we heed the calls that are right or wrong. Times are right again. We'll drink our own and serve not for men. Someday our tongues will sing the notes they used to know, not spit out words that taste like rotten. Took away our whiskey and the ancient days. They took away our drums, they took away our beer, they took away our lovers, and they gave us here. They took away our fiddles, they took away our flutes, they took away the tunes we played, made us jump through hoops. They took away our lands, they took away our bands, but in the end we'll play a song that kicks them in their can.
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.